No, I don't. I've never been out there.
Yeah.
What about same thing with chickens? When sometimes with people feed their chickens.
You say chick, 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 chick.
Yeah. Or say if you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you know, to put all that stuff on them, you say you got to your horses.
Saddle.
Saddle them or something that might cover the whole process of.
Harness.
You got a harness.
That's all right. Just go ahead.
Okay. Have you just gotten them?
No, I've had them for 3 years. Just yeah. Giving me trouble today. That medicine, you know.
Yeah. Well, talking about horses and that kind of thing, when you're plowing with animals, those things that you use to guide the animals, what would you call those?
Reins.
Would it be the same thing if you were riding on a horse, the thing that you used to guide?
Yeah.
Ever heard a farmer refer to those things when he's plowing with animals as the lines?
Right. Usually, and in the wagon, they might. That's just a longer form of reins.
Yeah. And the things that you put your feet in when you're
stirrups.
Riding. Have any idea, say if you had a couple of horses hitched to a wagon, the horse on the right, is he called anything in particular? Or maybe if you're plowing with a couple of horses, the one that walks in the fur, is he called anything?
Not that's familiar to me.
The lead horse.
Yeah, right.
Say that one.
The lead horse.
This expression, say if something's not right close by, you might say something like, well, it's just a little
ways down the road.
Or say if you are going somewhere and you've not nearly completed your journey, you might say something like, well, we still got a
far piece.
Or you're looking for something, something that's very common. You might say, well, you don't have to look for that in place in particular. You can find that just about
anywhere.
And if somebody slipped and fell in your front yard and you fell that way, you'd say you fell.
Over backwards.
And you fell.
Forwards.
Or
frontwards.
Frontwards. Or say if you went fishing and just had terrible luck. You catch the first fish. And, which is usually the case. And somebody asks you how you did, you might say, what might you say to in response to something like that?
I got what the little boy shot at.
What now?
I got what the little boy shot at.
What the little boy shot at. That's supposed to be.
I didn't catch anything.
Yeah. Have you, or where you're from, do you ever hear anybody say something like,
I didn't catch an area one?
Fairly common expression.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Or say if a teacher was really getting on a little boy and he didn't understand it, he might say something like, well, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do anything.
Or say if somebody accidentally stepped on a rake that was out in your front yard and broke it, you might say, well, that's okay. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Or say if you come up on a little boy that's just crying, you ask him what the problem is, you might say, well, ran out a whole lot of candy and he didn't give me
any.
Or say talking about plowing and all that, those trenches that are cut out by a plow, you call those?
Rows.
Rows. Anything else?
Middles.
Middles? Any other terms?
Furrows.
Or say, if a farmer has a real good yield, he'd say something like, well, we raised a big
crop.